Is God good? Does he care about you and what you are going through? Does he have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has he changed? Is there still proof of his goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience his power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time. There is strength in the
name of the Lord. Hello and welcome to tonight's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. This is your pastor, your friend, your doctor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Jesus, we exalt you tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. And we thank you for the power in your name. We thank you for the power in your blood. The power of your sacrifice that sets sinners free. The power of your sacrifice that heals the sick. The power of your sacrifice that breaks addictions and breaks yokes. And gives us power over things that have had power over us. Lord, let your power be manifested tonight in transforming the lives of sinful men. Let your power be manifested tonight in healing the incurable. Let your power be manifested tonight, delivering the oppressed. And do your people good. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. This is Dr. Augustus Okleme, your pastor. The pastor of Miracle Way Church. We are in Chichewere, right here in Kumase. Just inside Kochi, you just take your left when if you are approaching the place from Kokobin area, and you reach Bekwamin in about maybe 5 minutes or so. Then the next 3 minutes, you are in Chichewere town. You just go beyond the chief's palace, and as you are descending the hill, you find our beautiful blue and red signboard on your way, saying Miracle Way Church, making lives better. You want to visit Miracle Way Church tomorrow morning. It's going to be an awesome time as we are talking about the power of Jesus. Hallelujah. You just heard the advert for our youth explosion, which we are having in Kuforidia. We have a couple of them in a year, and we are having one big one in Kuforidia, the Painting Hall. If you are in Kuforidia, you know anyone there, that you have to be at Youth Explosion. I mean, it's an explosive encounter with Jesus, and his power is so real. The transformation is definite, and the wisdom that flows there has set people on the path of a success in life, in career, in ministry, in family. And you want to get it right early. So I want to invite all the young people in Kuforidia. And if you are not in Kuforidia, you can find us. Our evangelistic ministry is His Cross and Stripes Ministries. His Cross and Stripes Ministries. We are quite active on Facebook. You can find us there. You can look us up right away. You even find the video of the ad that I just played. Pray for us. And any way you want to support, that's fine. But be there. Hallelujah. Last week we started talking about Jesus, and we are going to continue. I don't think there's anything or anyone more important to speak about than Jesus. Matthew chapter 8, we're reading from verse 1. We spoke about how the Lord had just finished the Sermon on the Mount, a powerful sermon which people refer to a lot. But that's not all there is to know about Jesus. When you read Acts chapter 10, verse 38, before I get into the, I read Matthew chapter 8, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, the Bible gave a summary of the Lord's life, not from people who were distant, but from his own disciples. His own disciples spoke it about him. Acts 10, 38 says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now this is a summary of the life of Jesus. That's Jesus' life in a verse. And Peter said that, "You want to summarize the life of my master, the man who I walked with throughout his ministry of 3.5 years, the man who I saw die on the cross, and the man who we saw resurrected, we ate with him when he rose. He was with us 40 days. That man, you want to summarize his life. This is it. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power." With the Holy Ghost and with power. "And he said the power of God upon him had results. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." Hallelujah. That's the Jesus we serve. Hallelujah. And his power is real today. There are people who claim they have encountered the Holy Ghost, but there is zero power to show for it. But when Jesus spoke about the Holy Ghost in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, as he was, well, before he would leave the disciples, he said, "You shall receive power." Actually, Jesus had spoken about speaking in tongues in Mark chapter 16. He said that these signs shall follow those who believe in my name. One of the things he said was that they shall speak with new tongues. But the cardinal sign of the Holy Ghost baptism Jesus spoke about was power. We saw we've associated, and correctly, the Holy Ghost baptism with speaking in tongues because of the experience of the apostles. We saw that in Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost came, verse 4, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And in every other baptism, the people spoke in tongues. And that's why we believe in the house of Cornelius, they spoke in tongues at Ephesus, that's in Acts chapter 10. At Ephesus in Acts chapter 19, they spoke in tongues. Paul the apostle was baptized in the Holy Ghost as Ananias prayed for him. The Bible doesn't record that he spoke in tongues at that time, but in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, he said that, "I thank my God that I speak in tongues more than you all." So we know that he spoke in tongues. Also in Acts chapter 8, when Philip went to Samaria and Peter came around, they laid hands on people and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. But there was a sign that they had been filled with the Holy Ghost, because this man Simon saw that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. He could tell that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. There was a sign, there was an evidence that showed that they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And we believe it's speaking in tongues, because he asked Peter to, he wanted to buy the grace to pray for people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit from Peter because of what he saw. And Peter said, "Your money perish with you." But in all the times that people were baptized in the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues, or it was inferred that they spoke with tongues, except that particular one. But that one, you can infer it. It was inferred. So we believe, and we have associated, and rightly so, that when you are baptized with the Holy Ghost, you speak with tongues. But one thing that is unmistakable, Jesus said, "You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you." And if you and I claim that we have received the Holy Ghost, we are what? Pentecost. We are Pentecostals, or we are charismatics, or whatever the name is. There has to be power that follows us. In fact, we are Christians. All those denominations, honestly, that's not the most important thing. The thing is, the most important thing about Christianity is Christ. It's not that I belong to this denomination or that denomination. It's Christ Jesus and how he has defined Christianity. He didn't just define Christianity in his words, but in his life. He said, "As the Father has sent me, even so send I you." And you can find more about this in some of our previous broadcasts, which you can find on Podbean. So Jesus was not just a preacher. He also demonstrated power. And in Matthew chapter 8, where we were reading, he had just finished preaching the Sermon on the Mount and said a lot of wonderful things. And he had told us about loving God, and he had told us about loving one another. He had told us about how we should ask and seek and knock and all of those wonderful things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. He had told us not to worry, and how we should put our trust in God and confidence in him and just place God first, and all the things will be added to us. And when he was come down from the mountain, a great multitude followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said, see that thou tell no man. Immediately his leprosy was cleansed. You know anything about leprosy? Leprosy is a debilitating disease caused by Mycobacterium leprae. Very contagious, and destroys nerve endings, and it ends in a lot of disfigurements of the afflicted. In Israel, when someone had leprosy, the person was kept in the outskirts of the town. He didn't come within the people because of how contagious it was, and leprosy was generally considered a sign of God's judgment. When Miriam spoke against Moses, and Moses didn't curse her. Take note of that. Moses didn't curse her. It's God who intervened and judged. Yeah, where we've been sent to bless and not to curse. I do not think it's not Christ-like to curse the people who he came to save. Jesus said to the disciples who asked him to bring fire down on some Samaritans who would not allow the Lord to pass. Jesus told the people, you don't know what spirit you are of. He said, I've come to save men's lives, not to destroy. So Jesus didn't teach us to curse anybody. And Moses didn't curse them. God intervened and God judged them. God judged in the matter. So people say stuff about men of God and say stuff about pastors and stuff about Christians. If you're a Christian and you've learned how to curse from your pastor, let me advise you to learn from Jesus. He's the one who we serve. Okay? Learn from Jesus. And Jesus didn't curse anybody. Jesus came to suffer and die so that those people will be saved. How can we be cursing people and preaching to other people to get saved? What type of double standards are those? If people were cursing, for every sin you committed, someone cursed you, you who are now preaching, would you ever have given your life to Christ? Would you ever had the chance? Would you have lived long enough to choose Jesus? Maybe sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes not the easiest thing to do, but he gives us grace to do everything that he has assigned. Hallelujah. So Jesus, Moses did not curse Miriam, but after God had rebuked them, that it all happened in Numbers chapter 12, you can go and check it. After God had intervened, because Moses actually interceded for Miriam, and God said that, okay, but let her be in that state for 7 days. Miriam became leprous. Okay? Miriam became leprous. Moses actually interceded for her and asked God to heal her. He said, Father, heal her. He said, Lord, heal her now. And the Lord said, if her father had spit on her face, wouldn't she have been ashamed and humiliated for 7 days? Let her be in this state for 7 days. So the camp of the Israelites waited for Miriam to recover from her leprosy. But I said all of that to say that leprosy was usually associated with judgment. So here comes a leper. He believes that his condition is the result of his sin and all of that. Nobody wants to associate with him. No one should associate with him. His condition is contagious. There are so many things going on in his mind, but he has heard about Jesus, and he has heard about how he laughs and he heals and he sets people free and he delivers them. And so he comes to him and says, before I continue, it's easy to destroy than it is to, it's easier to destroy than it is to build. Okay? People curse people and mess up their lives, but the power to bring everything back may not always be even available to such people. If you curse someone and it happens, doesn't mean you are powerful. If you can, by God's grace, bring people back from the dead, people curse people to die and easily curse their generations. Okay? Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, not to propagate it. And let's seek God's power to heal. And let's seek God's power to restore. Let's seek God's power to make lives better again. Let's seek God's power to fix things that the devil has broken. not to break the things in pieces that God is trying to fix. Hallelujah. Kabo shon tapara kasun davarabalendo shaha. I think that the church is now becoming too much of other people and less like Jesus. Let's go back to the basics. We call ourselves Christians. Christ, he is everything. You see, Jesus is the blow man of the story. The Kumasi man will say he's the jack of the story. The American man will say he's the hero of the story. Okay? The Oscar people will say that he is the main actor of the story. Let's not usurp the role as preachers. Let's not usurp the role as people who are supposed to be talking about him. Let's give Jesus his place in the movie. Hallelujah. So this man came to the Lord and he said, Lord, if you will, Lord, I'm a sinner. Everyone is a sinner. I don't know. He thinks about the several things he's done wrong and he wonders which of them has resulted in his predicament. He knows, of course, like all of us, if God were to die, that's what the psalmist said, if you were supposed to count our sins, who would stand? That's why Jesus told the people, the one who is without sin should cast the first stone. It's always easy to be pointing fingers at someone and saying things about someone, but never forget the things that Jesus said and did. That's what Christianity is supposed to be about. He said the one who is without sin should cast the first stone, but of course all of them dropped their stones because they were all sinners, just that they had not been found out. The priests, even amongst them, they are the ones who led the charges and they are the ones who dropped their stones first and moved away. So the common people say, hey, the stone who has put down his stone, what am I still doing here? So they all found their way back. So this leper, definitely, several sins are going through his mind. Maybe I have leprosy because of this or that or that or that or that. So he said he wasn't too sure that Jesus would want to heal him. He wasn't too sure. But he came to him anyway and said, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And I just want to draw your attention to the Lord's response. The Bible says, Jesus didn't just speak about this man. He stretched forth his hand. He touched this man who was sick with a contagious disease. And I believe that the touch was more a touch of love. I wouldn't be surprised if he even just pulled this man who was in rags to himself. I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus even gave this man a hug. Because Jesus is that kind of guy. I've met him a couple of times. I've encountered the Lord. I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wouldn't be surprised at all if he put his arm around his shoulder and said these words with a smile. That I will be thou clean. Wow. And I'm sure the man was already broken by the Lord's show of affection. And before he realized, he was also healed by the Lord's power. Oh, I want to be like Jesus. Don't you? I want this kind of life. This life that brings hope to others and help to others. This life that loves. And that's Jesus for you. Isn't it beautiful? Isn't it lovely? So this man was a sinner. He had a sickness that was considered, a disease of judgment. But Jesus pulls him to himself and he says, I will be thou clean. And the Bible says immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Hallelujah. Maybe there's something going on in your life and you are wondering which of your many sins is responsible. And you are also wondering if the Lord will be interested in helping you. Just like this man, there are so many reasons why he thought he should remain in this condition. And he wouldn't fault Jesus if Jesus didn't want to heal him. And he thought that maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. So, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean, he said. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched this leper and said, I will. And that's what he's telling you today. I will. whatever sickness or whatever disease you have in your body, the good news is Jesus wants to make you whole. Several years ago, about 10 years ago, when the Lord was bringing me into the healing ministry and started praying for the sick, I went to a service. I have a few minutes left. At that time I was a choir leader, and the Lord asked me to pray for the sick. That was the very first time I did that. So I said, if you are sick here, you can just put one hand where the sickness is and I want to pray for you. It was at the end of a rehearsal. So I prayed. Those times when I pray for people, sometimes there's a manifestation, sometimes people scream or something. But this time, there was nothing. No one had to say, oh, Charlie, maybe it's as if nothing happened though, anyway. So before we would end the service, one lady came to me and told me that, Pastor, when I came here today, I've been having a terrible abdominal problem for the whole week, but as you prayed, the sickness left me. And I said, wow, someone has been healed in response to prayer, because I had had an encounter with the Lord Jesus and he told me to pray for the sick. Maybe I'll tell you about it another time. I don't have time tonight. So I was so surprised, because it was just a rehearsal, Saturday evening, afternoonish, and we were about to close. So I told the Lord something, and I said, Lord, anytime you want to heal, you tell me, and I'll pray for the sick. And just before my words, I could end my statement, I heard the Lord's response, and he told me something that I'll never forget. He said, I always want to heal. Wow. We need to know more of Jesus. We need to know more of Jesus. Yeah, we really do. Tonight he's going to heal you and set you free. Before I go, if you don't know this man, he's the one you need. He's the one you need. There are religious leaders who ask you to make sacrifices. Some ask you to even take your own life. But Jesus gave his life so that you would live. Who would you rather serve? Who would you rather serve? Jesus gave his life so you should live. There are people who demand your children, your wife, your sister. Who would you rather serve? I recommend Jesus to you. You want to choose Jesus tonight? Let's pray. Pray this prayer from your heart and say, Father, I choose Jesus. I turn away from my sins and I choose Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that he came into this world and died on the cross, and that he rose on the third day for my salvation and my redemption. Jesus, from today, you are my Savior. You are my Lord. I choose you. Thank you for receiving me in Jesus' name. Kambora landas. I want to pray for the sick. Just ask the Lord to heal you now. Put one hand where the sickness is. That sickness will leave you. You'll be so surprised. Just like that, the pain will go. Karabasun talabasha kusta afrabahandes. Ilos hata suka parabala. Noshika brada sadas. By the power, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I rebuke pain. Migraine headaches have left someone. I rebuke any pain in your body to go now. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke any weakness in your body to leave you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I curse every form of infirmity, any spirit of infirmity. I rebuke it to leave you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be made whole. Be made whole. Be made whole from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Receive strength in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. Tell us what God has done for you, what God is doing in your life on the numbers that will be called. This is a live event. I'm really in the studio. Usually, it's a live service. So you can reach me immediately after the service. You want us to pray about something? I'm happy to do that with you. You can tell us what God is doing in your life. You should tell us what God is doing in your life. Send us a WhatsApp voice notes, a WhatsApp message. Let us know what God is doing in your life. And visit us, by all means, at Miracle Way Church, Glory Temple, Chichewere, tomorrow morning, 8:30 a.m. And let's experience God's love. Don't be late. We love you and praying for you. Good night.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing His works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichewere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Wave Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Wave Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Way Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is Miracle Time.